At the time of his sister's marriage to Lord Krishna, Rukmi could never forget his feelings of animosity towards the Lord. Pradyumna, the eldest son of Krishna and Rukmini, was an incarnation of the god of love. So beautiful and attractive was he that the daughter of Rukmi, Rukmavati, could not select any other husband than Pradyumna during her Svayamvara wedding ceremony, and so she garlanded him in the presence of all other princes. In the fight that followed with the other suitors, Pradyumna came out victorious, and therefore Rukmi was obliged to offer his beautiful daughter to Pradyumna. At the time that Krishna's grandson, Aniruddha, was to be married, Rukmi offered his granddaughter, Rochana, and when the negotiations of their marriage were complete, a great procession, led by the grandfather, Lord Krishna, with Balaram, Rukmini, Pradyumna, and all the other members of the Yadu dynasty came to Rukmi's residence. There, the marriage ceremony was peacefully performed.
Bring him in.
Ah, Rukmi.
Ah, what cheer it brings me to see you.
What's the matter? You look like you're... What?
Do you know what I'm going through? Do you know what I'm going through? Having to entertain a hundred Yadus. Just to deal with one of them is enough to give me chronic indigestion. Then I
really don't understand this wedding arrangement, Rukmi.
Oh, my sister, I wanted to please Rukmini.
Well, such is life. Had I a sister as dear to me as Rukmini is to you, I too would find its circumstances difficult. So your feelings for your in-laws are obviously somewhat reserved. It will be quite a party then for you.
Please. If only I could have killed Krishna then and there as he stole Rukmini. Someone should bring him down a few notches. Then I would be a happy man.
No, no, Rukmi. That is no way to speak of your guest of honor and guardian of your granddaughter. With such a vengeance in your heart, I'm really amazed how you managed to give away your daughter and granddaughter to the Yadus.
I told you. It was just to please my sister.
I know, Rukmi. And believe me, my feelings for the Yadus are the same as yours. If we could be rid of the lot of them, and particularly Krishna and Balaram, then the whole world would be a better place. We should put our heads together and decide upon a strategy by which we may placate our smitten hearts. Let's think of a way in which we could repay your in-laws for the infractions on our kith and kin. There is nothing sweeter than revenge, Rukmi.
Tell me of a way that will work, and our bond of friendship will be tethered for all time.
Amends must be made for the insults that have been heaped upon us.
Yes.
And I have an idea. It may not be a call to arms, but at least it will be a thorn in the side of the Yadus.
Yes.
We can make the visit here to Pojakata an unforgettable experience.
How?
I speak of gambling, Rukmi.
Gambling?
Chess. You're expert in it, and I know someone who isn't.
Balaram!
He'll be the hapless victim of our little floor. If the stakes are high enough, we will embarrass our wedding party and simultaneously recover our prestige.
Yes!
All in the spirit of the festivities of today, of course.
Of course! Well, I must say, that was a magnificent feast. If I'm not mistaken, I'd say that old grievances have finally been laid to rest.
Oh, I'm so happy. Rochna and Aniruddha, you make such a beautiful couple, don't they?
Oh, yes. Exquisite.
Grandfather?
Yes, Aniruddha?
We have been so warmly received here. Don't you think it would be nice in return to invite Rochna's grandfather to Dvorka? I'm sure he would appreciate that.
You should indeed be most grateful that he is entrusting his granddaughter to you, Aniruddha.
Rochana's grandfather's a very sensitive man, Aniruddha. He sometimes takes things so personally. But despite this, I think that his affections are in the right place now.
We could invite him, of course. But whether he would accept it or not, I'm not sure.
You see, Aniruddha, Rochana's grandfather, Rukmi, promised his sister to his friend Shishupal. But then Lord Krishna abducted her and won her by dint of his courage. And that was a great blow to Rukmi's pride.
No one but your grandfather could ever have been my husband. That took place so long ago, and I'm sure that my brother has forgotten about it now. How else has he given over his beautiful granddaughter to you, my child?
True.
Wait. What if he declines to play?
He won't. He is too attached to the game. And besides, the Chachya can't decline a challenge.
Oh, there's Rukmi.
Rukmi, what a great day this has been for all of us.
We have all dined most excellently.
You have been a most gracious host.
I'm so happy. These two are a match made in heaven, aren't they, Rukmi?
My dearest sister, whatever it is that satisfies you, that is my pleasure.
And now, if we will all be seated, we can relax and you can tell us more of the wonders of Dwarka, Krishna, the finest citadel of, what is it? 16,108 palaces?
More than that. It is the home of all the Yadus.
My goodness.
Oh, Rukmi, it is so wonderful, us all together like this.
As I said, my dear sister, if you are happy, then I am happy. It is always reassuring to know that there are those upon whom one can always count as having one's interests at heart. The King of Kalinga, my dear sister, is exactly like that to me.
No.
It's true. It is true. Anyway, I have been thinking we should come together like this more often. We could refresh ourselves with some recreation.
Oh, yes. Good idea.
Anyone for a game of chess? I myself have a passion for the game.
Well, I can't say no to a game of chess.
Good show, Balaram.
Your reputation runs before you.
Couldn't we do something a little less energetic?
Energetic? My dear, I can think of nothing more sedentary than a nice game of chess.
I mean less exciting, not so taxing.
Taxing?
Well, you know, competition of any kind is always taxing, even a game. One still becomes caught up, isn't it?
Whilst ladies may prefer a quieter form of relaxation, do not assume that the leisure of men should be restricted to talking pleasantries. There are livelier pursuits of leisure that can also give satisfaction and peace to the mind and heart, especially when one plays to win. Isn't it, Balaram?
Oh, yes.
Here is the board. Your choice of pieces.
White?
White it is. What will the stake be?
I'll wager 100 gold coins.
A pretty sum. Your move.
I will take a walk in the gardens. It's such a nice day.
I'll join you.
Well, don't be too long. The game may be over sooner than you think.
Rukmi is a master at chess and he knows it. Why is he so eager to defeat Balaram?
If they want to have a game of chess, Davy, then let them. It's only a game.
But played for gold.
Checkmate.
Well played.
Another game?
Why not?
My move. And checkmate.
Let's have another game.
If you insist.
I'd like to put the wager up 10 times.
10,000? That's a great deal of money, Balaram. Can you afford it?
Can he afford it? 10,000 is my wager. Will you match it?
Of course.
We'll begin then.
Your move. And checkmate.
Something seems to amuse you most heartily. Perhaps you could tell us what it is that you find so humorous.
I was just thinking of something funny my servant taught me today. Excuse me.
Oh, maybe you could share the joke with us.
Well, actually, it isn't that funny.
Please, do not mind my friend, Balaram. We can stop now, if you wish.
No, I wish to continue. I must at least have one more game. I don't feel that I've played to my best ability yet.
Sorry.
I will raise the bet to 100,000 coins. Do you agree?
100,000? Quite substantial. Very well.
Now look here. I don't mind the fact that I've lost. You play a shrewd game. But I object to this inappropriate snorting. I find it quite distracting.
I'm sorry, Balaram. Maybe for the sake of the party we should withdraw.
No, let us continue. Let us begin.
Very well. 100,000 gold coins it is. My move. Check.
Checkmate.
You can't do that!
Can't do what?
You castled your king! Once you've castled your king, you can't move. It's not allowed. It's a rule of the game.
But I didn't castle my king.
Yes, you did. Didn't he?
Yes, he did.
You see? You already castled your king.
In that many moves, my castle would be in a far more useful position had I ever castled my king. But as you can see, my castle is still here.
I saw you! I saw you doing it, and the king of Kalinga saw it too! This is a transgression of basic rules to obtain an unfair checkmate, which is a criteria for disqualification, and I therefore say that it is I who am the winner of this game.
It is not true.
Rukmi is right.
Give me the pieces. Let's start again.
But by default, I have just won. I have won.
Nobody has won then. Let's begin again. I'm white. You're black. Make the wager.
All right. Play for real stakes. I'll wager you 100 million gold coins.
So be it. Checkmate.
No. How did you? This is not possible. You did it again. I win by default. Is it not so, Maharaj? Maharaj?
Yes. Definitely.
But it's not true.
You hear? I have won. Definitely. By default. You saw what happened, didn't you?
Yes. That's not allowed. It slipped my attention when he did it, but it's quite clear that's what he did, isn't it?
In all my life, I have never seen such trickery in a serious game. Ha! Look!
Look how easily I defeated you in the first three games. How is it possible that you could suddenly win like this? You have cheated again. And therefore I say that it is I who have won, not you. I have won. What could you know about playing chess? What could you know?
The winner is Balaram. Rookmi's words are false.
Did you hear
this? I didn't hear anything.
I don't know.
This is nonsense. Tell him to give you the money, Rookmi. He owes you.
So? Will you give me your wager?
I will not.
You won't? Where is your honor? Where were you brought up?
Rookmi, please.
Be quiet, Rukmini. The truth may hurt, but the truth is the truth. How can a simple cowherd play chess?
Rookmi!
Perhaps he learned it in the forest while he watched his herd.
Oh, please.
Is that where you learned it? Is it? Is that where you learned it? The better player wins the wager, and now you owe me the coins.
The better player has won the game. You owe me.
No! I won!
Yes, he won. Now listen, Rookmi. When you invited us here, I thought you had changed. I've always given you the benefit of the doubt. I even pleaded on your behalf when you had your confrontation with Krishna.
That trickster! Krishna, he steals! It's his nature! In his very childhood, he'd steal butter from his neighbors. He's famous for it, isn't he? You know it!
I would stop if I were you.
He stole my sister! He stole my sister!
I won't tolerate any more! Now give me my gold!
A true Kshatriya is honorable! A true Kshatriya will stick to his word and submit the money he has wagered to the winner, and I have won! I have won! I have won!
From one blow of Balaram's club, Rukmi was dead. With the next blow, Balaram broke the teeth of the king of Kalinga, who had so insolently scoffed. Other princes supporting Rukmi thought it wise to run away from the scene. During this strife between Balaram and Rukmi, Lord Krishna could not utter a word, for he knew that if he supported Balaram, his dear Rukmini would be unhappy, and if he said that the killing of Rukmi was unjust, his brother Balaram would be unhappy. Therefore, Lord Krishna was silent at the death of his brother-in-law.
My dear Rukmini, please do not lament. There's something you should know. The king of Kalinga has harbored enmity towards myself and Balaram for many, many lifetimes. He has only ever thought of trying to do me harm. Rukmi always considered him his best friend. To tell you frankly, I was therefore always worried about him. Whilst he was your brother in this life, in other lives, he may well have been at great odds with your pure, devoted feelings for me. Dearest Rukmini, you are my eternal queen. Your brother lives on in the spirit of his granddaughter Rochana, and she will remain with us. It was an act of great charity on his part that he gave his granddaughter. And although his bitterness to me was only due to envy, his attachment to you was his saving grace.
The Lord is equally disposed to every living being, as he is neither the friend nor the enemy of anyone.